Thrifty minor leaguer to live in school bus during season. By AP on March 25, 2019. Port Charlotte, Florida. AP. Grueling, late-night road trips are a loathed hallmark of minor league baseball, and most ballplayers can't wait to leave bus life behind. Jack Lebowski is traveling in a different lane. A relief pitcher in the Tampa Bay Rays organization, Lebowski used his $3,000 signing bonus to purchase a school bus. And he and girlfriend Maddie Hyatt plan to live out of the renovated Scully during the 2019 season. A healthy dose of whimsy went into that decision, to be sure, but it's also a creative way for the couple to stretch Lebowski's meager minor league salary. "It's kind of the one time in my life I feel like I'm able to do something like it," Lebowski said. The Rays selected Lebowski, a two-way player at Duke, in the 22nd round of the draft last June. He quickly accepted the signing bonus, trivial compared to the millions earned by most first-round picks. But for Lebowski, $3,000 was hard to come by as a college student, so that was great to me. He played the final 2.5 months of the season with Class A Hudson Valley in Wappingers Falls, New York, living with a host family to stretch his $1,100 per month salary while Hyatt, his high school sweetheart, went home to California. The stint at Hudson Valley was a test run in minor league life for Lebowski, who is hoping to be assigned to Class A Bowling Green in Kentucky for opening day. After a few months apart, he and Hyatt determined that in future seasons, wherever Lebowski goes, Hyatt will, too. The problem: Lebowski made only about $5,000 during his first season, including the signing bonus, and is not expecting much of a raise in 2019. With Hyatt focused on getting a master's degree in educational psychology from Purdue University Online, there isn't much room in the budget for rent. "Around the first off-season is when I realized, hey man, I'm pretty broke," Lebowski said. Their first thought was to get an RV. Parking figured to be cheaper than rent, and a mobile home could move with the couple as Lebowski hopefully climbed the minor league ladder. But RVs and fifth-wheel trailers cost at least tens of thousands of dollars. The internet led them to a thriftier option: renovated school buses, or schoolies. "It's a little hippie," Lebowski said with a laugh. "Personally, I don't consider myself, like my grandma says, the flower children of the 60s, living in buses, stuff like that. I don't really consider myself on that level. I'm doing it more for, I'm 22, turning 23 this summer. I don't really have much responsibility outside of baseball. We just decided, why not?" Hyatt said. "Why not just take a leap?" "It had crayons and candy wrappers and homework under the seats," Lebowski said. "It was kind of crazy driving it home." Their approach to the makeover mirrored that of HGTV's Joanna and Chip Gaines. Hyatt took charge of design, Lebowski handled construction. To save money, they did nearly everything themselves. They ripped out seats, insulated the walls and installed electrical wiring, water pipes, heating, air conditioning, a stovetop and more. They have a full-size bed, a toilet and a shower. The floors are dark, the walls are tan and the cabinets are white. Basic, but an impressive use of 172.5 square feet. "People say it's modern," Hyatt said of the aesthetic. "There is nothing real special about it, to be honest." They painted the exterior white because white paint was the cheapest. Aside from a few small details, like the curtains sewn by Hyatt's grandmother, the bus was ready to go by the time Lebowski left for spring training in late February. Total cost, including purchase price, around $13,000. The Scully is staying behind until Lebowski learns where he'll be on opening day. The right-hander had a 2.63 ERA with Hudson Valley last season and seems a good bet for a promotion to Bowling Green. But it's possible Tampa Bay holds him in extended spring training in Port Charlotte. He's hoping for the former, since players don't get paid in extended and trailer parks are cheaper in Kentucky than Florida. Once Lebowski has his assignment, Hyatt's dad will help remove the bus because Hyatt hasn't learned to drive her house yet. And a long road trip isn't the best time for a crash course. And then the adventure is on. The couple started an Instagram account, The Grand Bus Adventure, to document the journey. Hyatt might follow Lebowski and the team bus on the road once or twice during the season, but the plan is for her to stick around Port Charlotte or Bowling Green, find part-time work, study for her master's and keep up with her own athletic training. She's a collegiate runner turned marathoner who is preparing to run the Boston Marathon on April 15. Lebowski has gotten some ribbing from past and current teammates about the bus, but mostly they're impressed by the final result. Once people see the finished product and they realize, oh, it's a motorhome, it's pretty normal, they're a lot more positive toward it as opposed to being like, hey, I live in a school bus. That just sounds crazy, Lebowski said. Crazy, but certainly creative. And easing the anxiety of planning a life around Lebowski's pursuit of big league dreams.